If climate change is inevitable, then so are major storms, and Boston has to start building accordingly. That was the message at an event at the aquarium, where Mayor Menino and the Boston Harbor Association outlined a report on projected changes in 10 waterfront communities. David Storto, president of Spalding Rehab, explained that the design of his company's new Charlestown facility took into account rising sea levels.
We built all of the electrical systems, not on the ground level or in the basement, but on the roof of the building, on the ninth floor.
Menino says city code and development officials are drafting design guidelines and checklists, but it's unclear how they'll be enforced in the future. The Boston Conservation Commission has also been tasked with creating a wetlands ordinance to develop new floodplain maps of the city. Report author and UMass scientist Ellen Douglas says it's not just the city of Boston that will be affected by flooding.
Increased precipitation events means more stormwater, more mosquitoes if you live out in the country, you know, all sorts of impacts. It's pretty much a holistic prediction, and sea level rise is just one aspect of that.
With Hurricane Sandy barely in the rearview mirror, the city's Office of Emergency Management is still reviewing response planning for storms and flooding. Anne Mostu, WGBH, Boston Public Radio.